Title: Drop Stretch Tutorial with DJ Friendly Structure in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper DJ tool style jungle or old school DNB arrangement in Ableton Live 12, where the drop can be stretched on purpose without breaking the phrase grid. This is the stuff that separates cool track idea from this actually mixes cleanly in a set, because in jungle and classic rolling DNB, DJs are living on 16 and 32 bar phrases. If you stretch the drop but your structure gets weird, the mix gets weird. So we're going to do drop stretch like a DJ edit spec, not a random arrangement trick. By the end, you'll have a clean intro, a tease, drop A and drop B, a mid or switch, and a clean outro. And inside drop A, you'll build a core loop that can repeat for 8, 16, 32 extra bars without the groove falling apart, without fills looping in the wrong place, and without your bass doing that awkward reset to bar 1 feeling. Step 0. Set the project up like you mean DJ business. Pick a tempo that matches the lane. For old school jungle, 160 to 170 is the zone. For more modern DNB energy, 172 to 175. Heap time signature at 4/4. Now set global quantization to 1 bar. This matters even if you think you're staying in arrangement. The moment you start auditioning loops or using session view to test extended drops, 1 bar quantization keeps everything snapping to the grid like a DJ would expect. And here's a habit that will save you later. Get comfortable turning on the arrangement loop brace while you test. You want to loop the exact section you might extend, and listen for whether it truly repeats or if it starts telling on itself. Now step 1. Build the phrase grid. This is the DJ math. Go to arrangement view. Make sure you can see the beat time ruler clearly. Then add locators every 16 bars. Not kinda. Not roughly. Every 16. Right-click the timeline, add locator, and name them with intention. For example, intro 1, intro 2, tease, drop A1, drop A2, mid, drop B1, drop B2, outro 1, outro 2. A solid target plan looks like this: 32 bars of intro for mix in, 16 bars of tease or break, 32 bars for drop A, 16 bars for a mid or switch moment, 32 bars for drop B, and 32 bars of outro for mix out. And quick old school reminder, jungle absolutely loves those clean 32 bar blocks. It's rewind friendly, double drop friendly, and it feels correct even if the listener can't explain why. Now step 2, decide what material can safely loop as your drop extender. This is where most people mess up. They try to loop the most exciting part, which usually includes a one-time fill, a big transition, or a harmonic change. That's exactly what you don't want. Your extender section should be rhythmically steady, harmonically stable, and complete in terms of drums and bass cycle. In jungle, great candidates are an amen chop pattern that resolves every 2 or 4 bars, a reese line that resolves every 8 or 16, or a classic stab, phrase that doesn't require a special transition to feel finished. Here's a practical rule you can actually use. Build an 8-bar core roller that can repeat 2 to 4 times without sounding like you hit copy-paste. We'll do that by keeping the main backbeat stable and making any movement subtle and loop-safe. Now step 3. Make drop a modular. This is the stretch-fast part. Find where your drop starts and ends. Highlight the entire drop region and group it. Command or Control G. Name that group something like drop 32. And I want you to think like a DJ here. Label it like it's a tool. You can even add notes in the name, like drop A double safe if that's the goal. Inside that group, split it mentally into 3 pieces: entry, core loop, exit. Entry is usually 4 bars. It's the impact, crash, sub drop, maybe 1 signature vocal shot. This is where the record announces itself. Core loop is your 8 or 16 bar extender. This is the part you'll duplicate to make the drop longer. Exit is another 4 bars. A fill, a transition, something that leads you into the mid or switch without sounding like you just stopped. Now, teacher tip, do not put special moments stuff inside the core. No 1 spur drop risers. No gigantic snare rushes. Because if the DJ extends the drop, now your special moment happens every 8 bars, and it stops being special very quickly. To slice quickly, select time ranges and split clips where needed with Command or Control E. And once you have a clean 8-bar core, consolidate it. Select exactly those 8 bars and consolidate with Command or Control J. Consolidation is how you make loop boundaries behave. Now step 4. Lock the drums so your loops don't flam, drift, or smear. If you're using audio breaks like Amen or Think, every clip needs warp on. Usually set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. and keep the envelope somewhere around 10 to 30 depending on how tight you want it. If it gets too clicky, you can audition Complex Pro, but understand the trade-off. Complex Pro can smooth things, but it can also soften the bite. Jungle often wants that bite, so Beats Mode is the classic move. Also, make sure every break clip starts exactly on the bar line. Zoom in. No tiny pre-roll. No weird start offset. That's where FLAMs come from. Now build a break bus chain that's built for repetition. Think. Consistent punch. No muddy low end and glue without killing transients. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove nonsense subs. If it's boxy, a small notch around 250 to 400. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15. Boom at 0 to 20, but careful. Boom can get you hyped in solo and ruin you in the master. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, soft clip on. You're not trying to flatten it, you're trying to make the loop feel like one unit. Optional. Saturator with a soft sine curve, drive 2 to 6 dB, just for edge. Now step 5, make the core loop actually repeatable by designing loop save transitions. Here's the concept. Repeated ear candy must reset cleanly, so instead of big fills, use loop-friendly movement. A filtered hat loop with a subtle auto-filter movement works every time. Dubby delay throws are great if they don't accumulate. Use echo at 1/8 or 1/4 dotted, low feedback, like 10 to 25%, and automate the wet. Then, crucial, make sure the delay return doesn't build forever. You can automate the echo output down at the end of each 8 or 16 bars, so every unit cleans up after itself. And keep reverb mostly as sends, not inserts, especially on bass-heavy music. Sends keep your low-end cleaner and more controllable. Now a really important advanced trick, pre-loop conditioning. Most loops fail, because the downbeat after the loop restart feels too identical. So instead of making bar one messy, keep the downbeat clean and punchy, and put a tiny bit of movement in the last one or two beats before the loop wraps. That could be the ghost note, a hat flam, a micro reverb send on the snare ghost, a tiny reverse cymbal, something that says we're going somewhere without implying the section is ending. And while we're here, anything that sounds like this is the end must only happen at real end points. That's your DJ grid check. Do a pass where you only watch the bar ruler and listen for phrase lies. If a fill screams switch, but you're planning to loop that section, it's going to confuse the dancer floor and the DJ. Now step 6. Two pro workflows to do the stretching, depending on what you're doing. Workflow 1 is arrangement duplication. This is best when you're preparing final exports. Select the core loop region across all relevant tracks, drums, bass, music, effects. Right-click in the timeline selection and choose duplicate time. Do it in 8 or 16 bar increments. Prefer 16 whenever you can, because it keeps that 32 bar DJ logic intact. 8 is fine too, especially in jungle where 8 bar drum narratives feel natural, but keep your overall phrases clean. Workflow 2 is session view drop extender. This is the killer method when you want to audition extensions like a DJ tool, or even perform an extended drop and print it. Create scenes named drop A entry, drop a core, drop A exit. Make sure your core clips are perfect loops. Then use follow actions. For the core clips, set a follow action time of 8 bars, and set it to play again. If you want controlled variation, set it to play again most of the time and next some of the time, like 70% play again, 30% next, but only if the next version preserves the backbeat and doesn't break double drop compatibility. And once you've performed an extension you like, record it into arrangement. Arm arrangement record, launch scenes, perform your extension, then stop. Now you have a real arrangement that's still grid tight. Now step 7. Keep the bass consistent during extension, because the roller has to roll. If your bass line has a 16 bar evolution, that only makes sense once. Then looping the core will make the bass feel like it keeps restarting, and that kills the hypnosis. So make a bass core loop that resolves every 8 or 16 bars. A classic Ableton stock chain for DNB bass, wave-eatable or operator as the instrument. Saturator drive 3 to 8 dB. EQ8 to clean mud in the 200 to 400 area and tame harshness if needed. Then a compressor sidechained from your kick and snare bus, ratio around 4 to 1. Fast attack, release time to the groove. Old school layering tip. Split your bass into sub and mid-res. Keep the sub clean, sine or triangle, and distort the mid-res. Use EQ8 to separate them so the sub doesn't get trashed by saturation. And one more advanced safety tip. If you're modulating the mid-res, Use slow modulation that doesn't hard reset in an obvious way at the loop point. Slow filter drift across 8 to 16 bars is great. Super obvious LFOs that restart every loop can make the seam audible unless you deliberately sync them to the phrase length. Now step 8. Make it DJ friendly with intros, outros, and cue points. A clean 32 bar intro, first 16 bars, hats and percussion, maybe the filtered break, but no full sub. Next 16 bars, bring in hints of bass, like a high passed Reese, add snare ghosts, build tension. In the final 2 bars, a small fill into the tees, but keep it mixable. Don't flood it with FX tails that will collide with the outgoing track. Outro. Strip melodic identity first. Keep drums and bass stable for 16 bars so a DJ can blend out. Then remove bass and leave drums or hats for the final 16. And put locators that a DJ would actually appreciate. Mix in 32, drop, switch, mix out 32. You're basically leaving yourself cue points inside the DAW. Now step 9. Export multiple DJ tool versions without rebuilding your entire project every time. Create locators for start and end of each version. Extended, standard, short. Then export audio. Render master, 44.1 or 48K. Just be consistent with your label or your DJ library. Export 24-bit WAV array for DJ use. Optional, but highly recommended. Export an instrumental and export a drums plus bass tool version. Drums and bass tools are gold for doubles.